Sorry, are you good? Good, thanks. Call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Regular Meeting, Board of School Trustees, Monday, November 4th, 5:02 PM. And need a, this is a regular board meeting, and need an approval of the agenda, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt, second by Mrs. Prochnow. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed?
Brad wants to join the FaceTime call.
No.
I think he
pocketed aisle there. All in favor of the motion, please say aye. Let's try that again.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Approval of the minutes of the last meeting of October 7th, 2019. Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion or any changes, late changes, corrections? Didn't see any on my end. Okay, all in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Communication from the audience, current agenda items, and two sides, people who signed up are for non-agenda items.
Larry actually has both.
What's that?
He has an agenda and a non-agenda item, so, right?
Is there anyone else?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Randy, you do. Fire away.
Oh, well, if I'm the only one that signed up to speak on number three.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. That's why I was here.
Okay.
Just supporting.
Okay, all right. Duly noted. So thank you. Yeah, you are the only one that signed up. We'll move on to collective bargaining hearing and tentative agreement, and Dr. Killian.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know where I came
okay?
up with that one. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, per Indiana code, we are required to have a tentative agreement hearing, and so we have posted on our website the tentative agreement that we've reached with the WLEA. I want to appreciate say thanks to Steve and his team. They've worked very hard, and Ross and our business office, and of course Brad and Alan were part of that, and our administration team and the WLEA team. So I thought it was very good conversations, and so the purpose of this is to allow community comments with regards to the collective bargaining agreement. And so I turn it over to Mr. Karpik and allow that to occur, and then 7 days from now we will meet to vote on the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay. Anybody from the audience that doesn't, even if you haven't signed up, any comments directly on the contract, the proposed tentative agreement? Okay, hearing none. Appreciate everybody's efforts as well, and it was a good process, and Steve and your group were did a great job of putting things together, certainly. We're appreciative of that. Move on to act.
So November 11th, the board will meet in special session at 5 p.m. to consider a vote on the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay. And that will be, so that's a week from today.
Which is 4 days before the November 15th deadline. So thank you, everyone. We appreciate that.
Okay, we move on to academic achievement and facilities planning update, and Dr. Killian, this is yours.
Some updates with regards to our facilities. The water is in the pool, so that's a good thing. Now we wait 21 days to see how that works out, and we're still on track for the November 25th ribbon cutting. It'll be at 4 o'clock for the RDP cafe. It's actually called the Red Devil something. What is it?
Red Devil
Dining Court.
Yeah, Red Devil Dining Court. I never can remember that. And the Aquatic Center. And so we still might see a little pause after the ribbon cutting to have everything operational, but we have to get the Board of Health to determine that everything is operating properly, and so that takes 21 days after all the water gets in. So after about a half, 500,000 gallons of water, we now set and wait to make sure all the chemicals and everything is working out. So far no leaks. So so far no issues, so that's a good thing. And then we've got bids that will be up forthcoming with regards to the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center. We're expecting to take those bids November 22nd, and then I expect at the December 2nd school board meeting to present those bids to you as a board.
Okay.
So that's where we are at this point.
Okay. Any questions or comments? And the James R. Guy, that's already under process as well.
It's in process. We've had probably an 8 to 12 week delay because of a load-bearing wall that they found after going through some other walls, and so we had to order concrete or order steel to support that, and that was a special order, and that's going to take 8 to 12 weeks. So
okay.
That's delaying a lot of things.
Okay, and. Any other comments at all on that? All right, we'll move on to insurance consultant renewal and to Ross Slope.
Yeah, we've used R.E. Sutton for several years on our health insurance, dental, and really no action because the last agreement you approved in 17 gives you automatic renewal every year, so it renews again January for another year. Just information purposes for you that the fee is the same, $15,000 a year, so we pay him. It's been that for several years, so we are happy with that renewal, and I think they've been good success working with us in our insurance program.
Okay, need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. DeWitt. Discussion, please. And again, I know we've had our, reserve and all that, but they've really saved us a lot of money over
right.
the years. So that's been absolute truth there. Questions or anything else with respect to the, again, this is a rollover contract, so nothing all that new. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Group insurance renewal and Ross, back to you.
Yeah, so it is time again for the January 1st renewal. Our health insurance, you had in your board information, the health plan continues with Anthem, and there's no plan changes. However, there's an 8% premium increase across the board for the single, family, and employee with child, and so on. So that should help offset our premium cost, and also 8% will help our reserve, and also help maybe with some of our seed money funding, but with our claim, our history has been up a little bit, so they recommended that's from Sutton, the 8% increase. Our dental will remain the same, no change in those premiums. The vision will go up 7%, and that's that had not increased for a couple of years. So we recommend these renewals. And just for some of your information, we have 128 high deductible plans that people are enrolled in. And you remember a few years ago, we incentivized with seed money to get more people in. So we did have a lot of people move to that. We have 73 in the high on the PPO plan, which is $1,000 deductible. And then in our overall, we have 60 people that waive insurance. If they waive and don't take any coverage, you get $600. So we've had 60 individuals that would waive coverage. So I think it's a good renewal. Should help our reserve fund. Should, I think it's a fair and keeps us up with the medical increases that we've experienced. So we recommend those renewal numbers.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Yeah, Ross, in terms of what, and I know we talked about the during negotiations as well, but on the whole, what percentage of moved from the HSA to, or away from the PPO to the HSA, has that stayed pretty much the same over time? What's the trend?
Well, over time, we've had, when we first started that several years ago, we only had like 30 people in that high deductible plan. It took more education, and then the seed money, of course, that helped because you got a $3,000 single and $6,000 family deductible. So once they got some money built up or could see the advantage of that, I think it helped make a movement. So you see 128 people in the high deductible, 73 in the PPO, that was probably this opposite 3 years ago. So we've had seen a big move to that.
Any idea how many teachers or staff have spouses at Purdue that will no longer be able to carry their spouse at Purdue?
Well, we've had, I think Connie was looking at that the other day, might be up to 10.
And that will be effective January 1 as well, right? Yeah.
Have you looked at that middle grade?
$6,000. I mean, I know some of the area schools in the insurance trust have a more of a medium high deductible plan.
Right.
You know, as we worked with Sutton, we just felt there wasn't that significant savings in premium for us to do. I mean, it looked like the target was what we had. So I would say at this point, if you decide at some point not to get the seed money, then maybe I kind of look at lowering the deductible. I mean, with that seed money we give, it does help offset that increased cost.
It's a pretty good plan in general, I think. Other questions or comments or thoughts? Okay. All in favor for the group insurance renewal as of January 1st, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Personnel report and Dr. Killian.
Recommend your approval of all the items listed in the personnel report.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. We've seen this in advance, but any discussion or questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, April, that motion does carry. Accounts payable and Ross, it's back to you.
Yeah, we have a little over $3.2 million, includes October payrolls, our normal claims, WEBEC claims, construction projects. A couple of things, I didn't see any really outstanding, just some odd things on there, like bed bug treatment. You know, we had at Willis where we had to treat some classrooms for bed bugs, not that we had them, but they were brought in. And then if you see on there, dog bite sleeves, Shelby, what are dog bite sleeves? Those are protective sleeves if you have a child that bites. I mean, so the parents wear them when you have to supervise some children. And then back on our construction claims, the one that says Smart Mouth, I thought that was kind of an odd company name. What that is, it's kitchen equipment for the new cafeteria over at the junior senior high school. So I'd recommend your consideration for these claims.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Okay.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow. Additional questions or discussion, please. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Information to the board, I don't have anything else, but board and superintendent reports. And Karen, we'll start with you on going around the horn.
So mid-October, there was a ribbon cutting ceremony for the Four Public Arts insect display at Happy Hollow Park. So each entrance now has a different insect sculpture. The main entrance has the praying mantis with three illuminated sais fireflies. So drive by at night and you'll see it illuminated. Grant Street has the dragonfly, Kingston has the cricket, and Indian Trail has a luna moth. So it's fun to take a walk or take a drive by those different sculptures. Very well done. Can't believe I'm saying this, weather permitting, the ice rink will open for the season on Friday, November 29th.
Thanksgiving, then, right, day for Thanksgiving. Right?
Rocky, yeah, the Friday after Thanksgiving. Rocky will report on discussion.
Okay. All right. Brian, anything on your end?
Nothing on my end.
Rachel?
Same thing. Rocky will report on board teacher discussion. Attended reimagining West Lafayette Schools. It continues to be in a good path. I feel like there's a good balance between getting something done and allowing people space to be collaborative and talk. So appreciated the process.
Melissa, go ahead.
Public Schools Foundation of Tippecanoe County has their Seeds of Excellence Room reception on November 20th at 5 o'clock at the Greater Lafayette Career Academy. And Tom's going to do the foundation.
This may have already been reported. West Side Story is April 24th, which is a Friday at Carnahan Hall. Teacher grants, the deadline was November 1st, so we should get a report on that at our next meeting, which is Thursday. They've hired a new person to help with PR and marketing, Crystal Helderman. I believe starting November 1st. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Brad, anything?
The results of the two committees that I serve on are in here. It's the insurance increase of 8%, which is below medical insurance inflation rates. It's actually a fantastic renewal, and we have a pretty good plan. While we're in the conversation about insurance, relative to other industries, it's a great plan and it's a great premium. And also the negotiations have gone really well with our teachers, and the result is good. So glad we've gotten through all that and on to the next project.
Yeah, and I serve on negotiations with Brad, and I would, as I said earlier, and appreciative of the professionalism and the spirit of negotiations with the two seated in here that were part of them directly, and that was very well done, and I think we got to a good place at the end of the day. Also, I was lucky enough to be part of the foundation and the school board representative on our trip to London and our Save the Music video and project with the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center, and that was a really productive trip, I think, and we're looking forward to seeing initial parts of the video as well. That I think will really lead to a neat opportunity when this facility opens in a year from July, right? A year from June. Mm-hmm. So that was a good trip. Okay, Rocky, anything else from your end?
Teacher discussion, we went over construction updates, and I did have an error in your email about the ribbon cutting. It is 4 o'clock November 25th, not 5 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock November 25th. School improvement plan, plans for the three schools. We looked at the ADM update, and now we have ADM counts, and not only September, but now in February. So looking at the ADM count for, if we were to have it today, we would be 7 or 8 fewer students than we were for the September count. So we'll see how that plays out. And of course, if it goes down, we'll get less money from the state. If it goes up, we'll get more money from the state. So we'll be watching that closely. And then I gave an update with regards to the lawsuit, the charter school. Lawsuit that we filed against the state.
Okay. All right. Anything else with the good of the order? We are going to adjourn here shortly to. Oh, that's right. We do have. I'm sorry. You're pointing things in the right direction today. Communication from the audience, non-agenda items, and we'll start. Randy, anything else? And Mary Dell.
Yeah, let me give you one of these. You can pass it down if you would take one.
Yeah.
Last month, I talked about the Red for Ed movement and what's happening at the State House. The November 19th date, and I don't know how many personal days we've had applied for here at this school. I know I've got at least 4. But this date is becoming a massive event now. Organization Day is the day the legislature comes together and they elect their officers. Pretty much that's it, and then they have a nice lunch and they go home. But this year, they're going to have, I know already, of at least 3,100 teachers. Those are just the people I know who are registered. There are now, at this point, 15 school corporations who have either called an e-learning day or they're simply calling off and going to make that day up in the spring on one of their makeup days. Those corporations range everywhere from the northwest corner, which you would kind of expect to be more along that line, to county school systems in the center, Caruthersville in the south, Madison in the south, so they're all over the place. I would expect there to be about 20 school corporations in total who will call off, and a lot of them are actually loading their people up in buses and sending them to the State House. So the count this morning was about 3,100. I think we're going to hit 4,000 because 400 or 500 people have registered in the last, I think my contacts in the last 4 days, they've had 400 or 500 people sign up. So what do I mean by register? At the bottom of the website, at the bottom of the page there, you'll see Invest in Indiana, investinindianain.org. The reason they're getting people to sign up is so we have enough security in the State House, that many people showing up at one time, and enough lunch trucks, because we need to feed people as well. And so we're bringing in food trucks, probably, I think we had 7 or 8 of them already lined up. We're probably going to have more for people to be fed. That schedule for that day, if you want, I can pass it on to Rocky as well. We're going to try, I mean, I know my car is going to leave here about 6:45 to get to the State House, so we can be there to line up when the legislators enter the State House, so we can greet them on their way into the legislature. We have a little bit of discussion, we're going to have a parade, we're going to have lunch, and we're going to go inside and do additional actions. So it should be an interesting day. It should last about 9 to 2, roughly. It's the school day. Those people that are doing e-learning days, which, by the way, I never want us to do that, so just as an aside, but those people who are doing e-learning days, they will be on their phones talking to their students, answering questions, and doing so forth, because I can't imagine it's going to crash, I know, because there's no way we're going to have enough network space for all that. I think this something to point out about this is a first strike. This is a way of showing the legislature we can organize when we need to. This is AFT and ISTA together. These are people who are non-teachers, who are parents, board members, etc. Some of the corporations are bringing their admins as well, so I think that's really awesome. If any of you are interested in going, let me know, and I'll help to make sure that you get the information you need. But basically, it's all there on the website. And again, as I said, registration helps them to know how many people are coming. And also, last-minute announcements, things like that, can be sent out to people who are registered so you can be aware. Parking's going to be at a premium. But if you don't have the ability to go on that day, I will turn it over to Marydell because she has something else for you.
Before you go, Randy, can I ask you two questions?
Yes, please.
One, do you remember where Indiana ranks with teacher salaries?
Okay, so I don't remember the study. The study was from some East Coast think tank. We rank 51st in the country, because you have to count D.C., in terms of growth of salary in the last decade.
Right.
Dead last, after D.C. We also, I can give you a whole flyer on that too, about the different things on that. But our stats are horrible, especially in the Midwest. The Midwest average, and that includes Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Out of all of the states in Indiana, we rank dead last in terms of average teacher salary.
Right.
They would have to get us to about $60,000 average, and we're right now about $53,000 average across the state. Now, I have to say, I want to thank you all and how hard that the bargaining team and you have worked over the years. The last 4 years, when Lisa and I were co-presidents, we really worked to try to bring up the bottom, that bottom number. There are schools in the state still that are starting at 32.5.
Right.
We're at 41. I think our neighboring corporations are joining us, though. They're coming very close, if not beating us. That's ridiculous. Even in smaller towns, I mean, it's really hard to be able to have a family. That's why people are doing second jobs and so forth. We're losing people out of the profession. I'll give you an example. My impression is that Ball State is in the process now of slowly but surely shutting down in terms of how many people they're putting out as teachers. ISU, for instance, last year had 4 math teachers. Purdue only produced 6. That's 10 for the state. And across the state, this is happening, all of those. Nobody's going into the profession, as you well know. And the people who are doing admin hiring, you know very well that we used to get, for an elementary job, we'd have 100 people applying. If you get 10 or 20, you're lucky. And that's not always quality, so we have to be aware. I think it was like 85 to 90% of all corporations in the state identified that they had hired people that were on emergency licenses.
Right.
3,500 applications this past year for emergency licenses across the state.
Right.
Crazy. So we would appreciate any support. If you'd like more information, you know how to get a hold of me. I'd be more than willing to pass it along.
And my second question,
yes,
is you don't have to answer.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like those.
Yeah. You may want to think about it, though, but the conspiracy theorist in me says, what if the legislators decide they change that day?
The e-learning day?
I don't know if you've thought about it.
Well, so let me take my union hat off and put my personal hat on. They can do whatever they want.
Yes, they can.
They're going to do whatever they want.
Right.
But I would point back to our superintendent, who is our last elected superintendent, who when confronted with the idea that the legislature was going to punish potentially 15 to 20,000 teachers this summer for not having gotten 15 extra hours of unpaid internship, found a way around it.
Correct.
We're teachers. We're administrators. We're school people. We make do with nothing on a regular basis.
Right.
We'll find a way. You know, you can always have a fog delay that just continues to the day. It's just a horrible thing in Tippecanoe County. In fact, I would say that Crawford Schools superintendent actually suggested that to their association back when we were talking about this last year. I could always call a fog delay that just extends the rest of the day. So there are ways of working around it. This e-learning thing, I'll be honest with you, but again, I'm on my personal hat, not my teacher hat representative. I don't think it's useful day. I think we've said that.
Right.
We want to have that contact with our kids,
yes.
And just putting something on the web is not enough.
Right.
But there are a lot of places around the state. And my feeling is this, if you get good at e-learning, who's to say one teacher can't e-learn with 500 kids?
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, these rural places, you don't need a physics teacher.
That's right.
We got somebody sitting in Indianapolis, they'll take care of all of you.
Where's
I don't want to do that either. I don't want us to get used to that either.
I agree.
But I think people are trying to find creative ways.
Yeah.
Because they had so many teachers who wanted to take personal days, and
right.
They couldn't figure out how to do it. I did actually hear a rumor that South Bend is offering, in case any of you have the subs license, South Bend is offering $200 a day for up to 250 subs to try to cover the people that they're losing. And I think they should just close. But they haven't figured out how to do that.
Right.
So we'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate it. All right, now.
Little tag team action here. On behalf of Steve and WLEA, we also wanted to thank you for the professional, proactive approach with which we negotiated this recent contract. It did help solve the compression issue that many teachers felt in the middle, and we had actually a unanimous approval vote when we actually convened to ratify the tentative contract. So thank you. We appreciate the good faith.
Well, we still got 7 days.
Yeah.
But a little strong arm.
All right. So now I have an invitation because we're switching gears and have other things. While some of us are descending upon the State House, and I'll be in that group, we have Andy Hipscher and others organizing our second annual walk-in. And we would like to invite you to be a part of that process. It is a little bit more student and parent focused this year. We know that you have another engagement and commitment. Obviously, our legislators will be in Indianapolis. We are organizing students and parents to speak, and we're simply going to hopefully have everybody out in red, meet at the times on your flyer there. I have a few speakers, and then process on en masse, show our unity, and say that we continue to want to raise our voices and clamor for the needs of public schools. So we welcome you to show up at any or all of the buildings. I know Rocky was gracious enough to prepare some comments. If some of our school board members would like to read those comments at the buildings, that would be wonderful. I might be approaching a few of you to gently ask for your help in that regard. And ask your neighbors, ask your friends, the more the merrier, and we're hoping to have a strong showing on November 19th. Any questions about our second annual walk-in?
And again, I apologize, I can't be there, I'm traveling that week, but I wish everything goes well for everyone.
Yeah,
yes.
Just communicate with us because I'm sure we'll have some representation there. So
great, and we'll be doing a news release and getting the media out and having donuts, and there's poster making parties, and our student council presidents have already begun drafting their speeches. They're all in. So it's going to be a student-focused event, and I think they'll learn from it, too. So
okay,
thank you for your support.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, right? So,
mm-hmm.
All right, any other comments? Anything else? Good. There were any other comments from the audience as well? Steve or anybody? Okay. All right, well, thank you. Our future meetings and events are Thanksgiving holiday, again, Wednesday through Friday. Then our next regular board meeting will be December the 2nd. We'll obviously have a special meeting next week on the 11th at 5 p.m.
It'll be short and sweet.
Yeah, and that's fine. Need a motion for adjournment, and we are going to head obviously over to the ISBA meetings here shortly for that as well. Well, you move.
Second.
Mrs. Prochnow, second by Mr. Marley, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry, so our meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. We need to have a couple things to sign as well, if we can.